I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News and host of the Breaker.News podcast. Welcome to edition number 451 for the week of June 7th, 2026. On this edition, from the Peony Amphitheater, which will be known as the Freedom Mobile Arch after the FIFA World Cup, this is the centerpiece of the FIFA Fan Festival in Vancouver. And the feature on this edition of the podcast is Memorial South Park Centennial Celebration. This is the neighborhood that said no to FIFA.
Happy Centennial Day at Memorial South Park in beautiful South Vancouver.
Imagine in the middle of summer 2024, you suddenly find out that the FIFA World Cup is coming to your neighborhood. Bureaucrats suddenly announced they were planning to close the heart of your local park for almost 2 years so they could turn it into a secured training center for international teams drawn to play in your city. That is what happened to neighbors of Memorial South Park in South Vancouver. Nobody asked them about the fences, the roadblocks, or the use of their tax dollars. They were told it was a done deal. They found out it was decided behind closed doors in 2022. Cindy Heinrichs and Beth Ringdahl started the Friends of Memorial South Park. It took months of letter writing, a petition, and asking politicians and bureaucrats the hard questions until City Hall and the Park Board finally listened and did something. Cindy Heinrichs and Beth Ringdahl of Friends of Memorial South Park spoke to the Breaker.News originally on November 5th, 2024.
We're trying to inform the public, and we have a petition at change.org called Our Park, Not FIFA's Field. And we're trying to draw attention to this and get people to speak and say that this is unacceptable and they can't have their FIFA field here.
Here are clips from the December 9th, 2024 meeting of the Vancouver Park Board, where Cindy Heinrichs urged the commissioners to vote against FIFA World Cup training at Memorial South Park. Commissioners voted to award the construction contract for both Memorial South Park and Killarney Park, but they also ordered staff to look at using UBC instead of Memorial South Park. Here are Commissioners Tom Digby, Scott Jensen, and Brennan Bastiavansky. In early 2025, the Memorial South Park plans were scrapped. The Vancouver Whitecaps' purpose-built training center at UBC's Point Grey campus would be used instead. On May 24th, just a few weeks before the 2026 FIFA World Cup in Vancouver and 15 other cities, Cindy Heinrichs, Beth Ringdahl, and hundreds of their neighbors gathered for a picnic at Memorial South Park to celebrate their victory and the centennial of the beloved park, which opened on May 22nd in 1926. At the May 24th Centennial Picnic, South Vancouver writer Rob Howitson conducted tours, telling the history of one of Vancouver's biggest neighborhood parks. Memorial South Park was once known for whippet racing. During World War II, a training plane from Boundary Bay Airport went off course, ran low on fuel, and made an emergency landing. Today, it is a diverse and busy place, one of the few places in Vancouver where baseball and cricket coexist. There's also track and field, soccer, box lacrosse, tennis, pickleball, sometimes even kabaddi. Many people come to play, but some people come to Memorial South Park for peace and quiet, to relax by the pond, to find shade beneath the trees, or smell the flowers in the pollinator garden.
It's a bit of a debate here. When I was growing up, it was always South Memorial. Yeah. And then the park board, they sometimes call it Mem South for short. Yeah. It's a park with many names. Like all kinds of baseball here, and I just love that it's happening right next to cricket.
Yeah.
It's appropriate, I think, to have a water feature here to remind us that this was once a marsh. In fact, there was a dairy up near 44th and St. George. It's about four blocks that way to the west. And it was called Dall's Dairy, D-A-L-L. That was the family that lived there on an acreage. And they had cows. And every day, somebody had to walk those cows across Fraser Street to here to graze. So we're talking about this place being a cow pasture before it became a park. We are literally in the heart of the park, physically, but also, I would argue, spiritually. The whole park was built around this idea of honoring those who served in World War I. That the first cenotaph was up near 41st and Fraser. That's where the tiny little city hall was for South Vancouver. And then after, in 1939, they built this one. And the irony there is 1939 was the eve of the next great slaughter. Like, how did they know? I mean, the timing just seems interesting to me. Put this up right on the eve of World War II.
Mayor Ken Sim, who originally pushed for the FIFA Training Center at the park, proclaimed May 24th, 2026 as Memorial South Park Centennial Day in Vancouver. I spoke with Cindy Heinrichs and Beth Ringdahl of the Friends of Memorial South Park at the picnic. Here we are at Memorial South Park, South Memorial Park, for the centennial. Centennial that people were worried that it wasn't going to happen because it was proposed as a site for FIFA World Cup training. But the City of Vancouver listened to the citizens and moved the training to UBC, to the Whitecaps facility, which means you can enjoy this beautiful park, 37 acres, 100 years old, and I'm here with Cindy Heinrichs and Beth Ringdahl, the friends of Memorial South Park. Talk about this day, the day that you were worried would never come.
Ooh. Which part of it? It was in our research for our preserving the park that we discovered that the centennial would be this year. And it was really heartbreaking to think that potentially we couldn't even be in our own park. Last year's Remembrance Day celebration would have also not been allowed in our park after probably 99 years that had been used. So I think just the relief and joy of this beautiful park that is enjoyed by thousands of people, to know it was here for our community.
It's also, so it's the centennial, and the park was created to honor the fallen who went to World War I. This area sent more soldiers than any other part of Vancouver, kind of the greater Vancouver area, whatever that was, 100 years ago. So we wanted to honor those people and also the people who created the park, in order to honor those people. So it we're pretty happy that we have so many people turned out here, and people are having fun and they're enjoying this space.
Yes. And I think for Cindy and I especially, that really are doing our best for democracy. When you read, the number one thing you can do is support your community, that the importance of this event to remind us of those that have sacrificed their lives for this beautiful life that we have in Canada, it was so important to us to make sure our community could mark that.
Yeah, looking back at when you got that first notice that city decided that this would be a FIFA training center and got you mobilized, What did you learn about yourselves, about the neighborhood, and about the way the City Hall and Park Board work?
I learned that sometimes anger is a wonderful thing because you can harness it. And we actually learned in July of 2024, right? And it was a newspaper article in the Vancouver Sun, and then nothing seemed to happen when we started asking questions. And we learned that when you put a petition out there, people... and let people know what's happening and come up here every day and hand out flyers and explain to them what's happening. You really have to go and do that part of it. And then all these people rallied and started sharing the petition, and journalists contacted us and wanted to spread the story. So it really rippled out. And we met a lot of amazing people. In fact, Beth and I didn't know each other when that started. Mm-hmm. We met fighting for this park.
And you know, there were sort of dark days of that autumn of 2024. There was the public information meeting at John Oliver, where the bureaucrats were and their experts trying to sell the community on the merits of holding this. When did you realize that there was a chance that they were going to have a second thought? And talk about how the mayor's office spoke to you.
December 9th was kind of a pivotal week. That's when the Parks Board voted on the motion to approve the funding for this park. And that's when there was the Parks Board meeting, where very strange that the majority abstained from that vote. 2 days later, it went to City Council, and Cindy and I were there speaking, and City Council voted in favor of moving forward with Memorial Park as a FIFA training site. We were getting nervous at that time, thanks to Parks Board Commissioner Tom Digby and Scott Jensen especially, driving the charge for finding an alternative at UBC and continuing to hang on to that vision. Even over the Christmas holidays, we were very uncertain whether there would be bulldozers coming into the park in January. They were telling us to hold the faith, right?
Yes.
But it was really, I think, either the second or third week in January that it was kind of cute. We were invited to the mayor's office for the big news that they were going to not use the park, and I think through a few little communications gaffes, it got leaked.
it got leaked on my birthday, actually.
Yes.
And I had said in an email, could you, if it's bad news, please not release it on my birthday? If it's good news, could you release it on my birthday? And then they released it on my birthday, so yeah. It was a very good present.
We were just like so excited, and yeah. Gloria Makarenko interviewed us, and yeah, we just had CBC coverage, and just that democracy worked that day.
Yes.
The day that a certain U.S. administration inauguration was in place, democracy worked in this little small and mighty park of people that could believe.
And looking at the way the city is changing now, and other events that have been canceled, other communities that have been impacted, how do you feel being really the first to say, wait a second here, let's have a second thought?
Well, you know, people say you can't take on City Hall, but you can. And you can take on FIFA. But you have to be willing to do the work and fight hard. But you can do it. And people need to try.
Yeah.
And not just...
accept.
Not just accept, or not just stay home and complain. To actually do something, because we didn't know what we were doing. I've never done anything like this before. We just kind of fumbled our way along.
Yeah.
And
thanks to the press, like Mr. Bob Mackin, for I think you were the first really that caught our story and helped bring it to the universe, I think.
Yeah, you definitely
and
were.
Yeah. It's just been, I think now we have so many friends from that of people just so grateful. And of course there is some misinformation. There are some people who think that they were going to get a new community center like Killarney here in this park. So there is a very small segment of people who are still under the impression that a multi-million dollar complex didn't happen. So
yeah, there was some misinformation out there.
So we acknowledge that as well.
Now you've got the centennial happening May 24th. What about during June and July when the tournament is happening, when the teams could have been here? Is there anything special planned for the park to animate the neighborhood, to just enjoy what you still have, but what could have been taken away?
We do have a couple of more small events. They'll be more like a block party kind of focus, one in June and one in July. We haven't advertised those yet. Just wanted this big one pulled off, but we will let the community know, and that's a good focus, Bob. Just a reminder of the joy that we share here.
As Vancouver taxpayers, seeing how City Hall has been shepherding the resources, freezing property taxes, making cutbacks, and still having to put on the FIFA and meet the agreement that it has with FIFA and all the obligations that it has, how do you see it from your end? Is this a good resource expenditure by the city?
FIFA in general?
FIFA in general, and also the transparency around it as well.
I don't know how much is province, how much is city. I don't believe the community's been engaged in the love of soccer, which we were promised to bring along kids, to have a lot of awareness in the community of the game. I haven't seen any of that. I don't think the community really understands what's all been shut down. For example, my son visiting from Ottawa is like, you know, this is a lousy summer to be in Vancouver because there's no entertainment coming and stuff. So, you know, the message is more about what have we sacrificed in terms of arts and culture than what's coming to the city.
Well, I think it's obvious that FIFA became the focus for City Hall, and that other things all have fallen by the wayside, and we still don't know what it's costing us. And I think it's going to be a lot more than the, what is it, at $680 million right now. I think when we hear the security costs in particular, which they haven't been releasing, I think we're going to find out it's a lot more than that. And I think we could have spent a lot of money in this city and in this province for the people who live here, not for the people who have enough money to come here and spend thousands of dollars on a FIFA ticket. Mm-hmm. You know, you were asking about how we want to kind of mark the fact that we're allowed in this park and FIFA isn't here. Honestly, every time I come up here and walk around and I see people on the track, especially seeing people on the track, but all over playing and everything, I just feel like
satisfaction.
So much satisfaction.
And joy. Just joy.
And also, you know, you feel a lack of, you feel a sense of futility when you have no power in your community, and we found power and we exercised it, and that's a good feeling. and we won. That's the best feeling.
On behalf of the provincial government and the Legislative Assembly, warmest appreciation to friends of Memorial South Park.
Local MLA Mabel Elmore made a special presentation.
Come on in, folks.
That's the whole place.
And that's the whole place. That's everybody. Yeah, so for your pivotal role in preserving Memorial South Park as a community treasure in Vancouver, Kensington, a place of leisure, recreation, and social interaction. Thank you for a job well done. Happy 100th!
And local MP Don Davies and MLA Sunita Deer cut the centennial cake.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Memorial Park! And happy birthday to us!
The cake is cut. Enjoy, everybody.
That's it for the Breaker.News podcast for the week of June 7th, 2026. Thanks for joining me. I'm Bob Mackin. And if you want to get in touch with me with news tips, comments, whatever, email bob@thebreaker.news. You can find us on social media on X, The Breaker News. Look for us on YouTube and subscribe. Subscribe and get the updates to your inbox, or become a member of the Breaker.News podcast and get early access to podcasts. Go to bobmackin.substack.com. Thanks, and until next week.